Blog Talk Radio.
Appropriate given the conversation, Ginger, and I just had. Good morning, lovely people. Ginger's not happy.
No, Ginger's not happy. Not happy. Break my hat.
Man, I wish I could say I got any gaming done over the weekend. I think all I got to play was Candy Crush Saga because I was sick. Soon after we did the podcast, Friday, it just descended upon me.
No, I if I don't lose my voice. Friday, we went to go see Star Trek in Into Darkness. Don't waste your money. Don't go. So bad.
Yeah, I heard what the woman
there's
said.
There's that, and then there was this whole other level of atrocity. You know what? I did not hit start screaming. My bad. But yeah, it was atrocious. I left feeling I almost walked out within the first like 15 minutes. It was so bad.
Really?
It was that bad. It was so horribly bad. Everything about it was wrong. The actors overplayed it. I mean, like, you know where they scream "God!" It was horrible. The guy who acts as Dr. McCoy, so over the top, I wanted to slap him. I was like, look, Dr. McCoy was kind of out there, but he was not this bad. It was like they took every cheesy line from the old, what was it, 70s show? From the actual Star Trek show, and stuck it into this movie, and then just wrote scenes around it. And the scenes were bad. It was so bad. I mean, they'd be like, at one point, they were hanging over some railing. The gravity maker or whatever was off. They were hanging over some railing. And it was like, oh my God, they're going to fall. And just it was cut scene. And then the next thing you know, they're on deck and they're all safe. You have no idea how they got back over the railing.
The boop.
I know. I was like, wait a minute, what the hell happened? And there was one little guy holding two men that was hanging over the railing. And now they're all safe and you know, healthy and happy back on the deck. What the hell? It was not good. And the opening scene, I kid you not, I kept waiting to see Johnny Depp run by with all his little cannibals chasing him again. Because that's exactly what they channeled right there. And then other parts of the movie, like towards the end, it was like they must have gotten tired of the Disney thing, so they went to Matrix. So then they started copying Matrix moves. It was like a whole fight on these flying something or others. You know, the whole leaning back as they're throwing things over each other and the slow-mo and... Yes.
Oh my God.
I was like, what the hell is this?
Now, I will tell you what movie I am looking forward to, and I'm going to give you a clip to run so that they can see this. I am a fan of the Fast and Furious franchise. I dropped out for those couple of movies where Vin wasn't in them because I started watching them and I was like, oh God, no. But in between my sick haze, I managed to catch a little bit of some of the behind the scenes. I usually won't watch that until after, but I saw who else was in it. Wait a minute, I'm hearing myself.
Yeah. Seriously, me and Switch were about to have a fight. We got to get up. Audrey was trying to show somewhere else, and I was like, why?
I'm all confused about where I'm hearing video. I'm hearing video from like everywhere.
Yeah, but the Star Trek films were...
Wait, give me a minute.
Holy
that's
crap, what is this?
Okay, this is Fast and Furious.
That's
yes, that's that girl from her. Yeah, she's the MMA champion fighter. And, of course, you know that's Michelle Rodriguez, who was in Girl Fight. And you're not streaming this, I don't think, Jen. I don't see it on Twitch.
Why is it not showing? Monitor capture. There we go.
You got to show this one. Okay, now it's showing me saying live. It wasn't a second ago. Okay, so yeah, I caught this and I says, I got to see this. I saw, you know, this is a, I think this is more of the actual, well, this is not most of the fight. It gets really brutal and I love it. Oh my God. Listen to them talk, you know, Vin Diesel was saying that they had this big, you know, matchup between him and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. He says, and this time we had to have a girl fight. He says, and it had to be epic. He says, and it couldn't be too little cutesy. Oh my God, I'm so cute. We're gonna do stuntmen. So this is actually them that you see them most of the shots that they can do. That railing shot, I saw, you know, Michelle get up from it. It's her, and she gets up. She's like, that didn't hurt at all. And then she's holding her back, like, okay, I'm gonna need a break. You know, so they did this. I love it. I'm gonna go see the movie if nothing else for that, for this this fight scene. Run it again, Gigi. Run it again. Yeah. So these two,
she is fighting with some handcuffs in her hand.
Yeah, and they were talking about their different styles where I can't believe it. Gina is her name. I can't remember her last name, but her name is Gina, the other girl. And she's saying that, you know, they have two different fighting styles. Obviously, Gina's MMA, and Letty, that's the character's name in Fast and Furious, is supposed to be more street, you know, very street style, meaning she picks up things and she's biting, and you'll see her bite. She's scratching. She's pulling hair. And
She does. Bites into her leg. Holy crap.
Yes, I'm like, this is going to be good. Now, Lethal's saying that none of them in order. They're, I forgot. They actually explained why they're not in order. But Letty's character, I don't want to give it away. Okay, I got to see a little backstage action. Some of you know where to go to see it at. If you want to watch it and spoil it for yourself, you can probably find it here on YouTube. But I'm not going to give it away, but they explain how she made it back. And, you know, I'll say this much. If you think about it, we never did actually see her die. Dom just assumed that she did. They told him, and someone else told him that she did, but we didn't know that she died. There was nobody either when he went to the funeral. Remember that? There was nobody. But I am excited about this girl fight. I cannot wait to see this. It usually comes out on my birthday, Vin. You're a little late. This is usually my birthday present. Every year I get to go see Fast and Furious, you know, since
how
it's been out.
How dare you, Vin? How dare you
be late?
Let her down.
Yes. I was like, that's like a birthday tradition every year. I was like, I'm going to see Fast and Furious. There's no Fast and Furious this year. Oh, it'll be out in June. What? Well, May. You're late.
Or it has been let down.
I got to say, Lethal, I did not care for Tokyo Drift. I didn't care for any of them that Vin wasn't in. I just love me some Vin. That's like our geek mascot, you know, a true to his heart geek. So I have to give him some love. So I'm excited about that one. I'm sorry that you had such a bad experience with Star Trek. Also, I had to mention this. Did you hear? Okay, so I caught Brave yesterday morning, Baby Netflix and I, because we also love that one. If you haven't seen Brave, very good. One of the better Disney movies for the first time ever. One of the mom doesn't die. you notice that? All the Disney movies, the mom is dead. Gender
Divisions.
No, think about it. Bambi's mother's dead. Sleeping Beauty, mom dead. Cinderella, mom's dead. You know.
Who's the other one? Brave's mom didn't die.
That's what I was saying. She's one of the first ones where the mom didn't die. I lie. Shrek, her mom is not dead, so that
Shrek,
makes two.
Yeah.
But I love it. But and I love it. It's about the mother daughter thing. But if you guys mentioned,
I'm trying to think, but you're right. Almost all of them are dead.
Yep. So the over the weekend or right Friday, Disney released. They're getting ready to make, you know, the line of stuff for Brave, the dolls or whatever, and they gave her a makeover, and the mamas nor the babies are liking it. Disney is gonna have to go back and revamp her. You know what they did, don't you?
What did they do?
Way smaller, big boobs, bigger, more makeup, cleaned up the face, made her hair a little less messy because, you know, she had that crazy red hair that was just out of control, and that's what the little girl's like. She's, you know, she's not a neat, perfectly coiffed
princess.
That's
true. That's very true.
So she, so they're like, the people, the moms are all a flutter. Mommy blogger, oh, man, they were going off on some people. I was over there checking out over the weekend, and they were like, no, we're not buying this. We will boycott it. Put her back the way she was. She did not have these huge, ginormous boobs. And makeup, you know, Brave didn't wear any makeup.
No, she didn't. And then they just kind of did something to her.
They decided to make her over, and it's not working for them. Sorry, they're
no, dead. no, it's not cute. I saw what they did there, and it's not cute.
Did you find it?
Well, I was looking for the thing, but yeah, I'm also messing with OBS. Changed stuff, and I'm still work in progress.
poor Ginger.
Well, they're giving more options, which is cool. You can edit more stuff, but they effed everything up that I already had that was set. It was fine. It was fine.
All right. Well, we got to get on to some more news.
My turn. All right. It's already up on the screen. If you're not looking, something that I intend to go to. Hopefully, I'll be there. We'll see. Austin Comic Con. Yay! Oh, November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, folks. There is an Austin Comic Con. I didn't even know they had a Comic Con there. This is so cool. I cannot wait. I want to go to this. Kelly Hu, not quite sure who the hell she is. She's from X-Men 2. John Bernthal, Sarah Underwood.
That's the one that went up against Wolverine, and then you know what? That's going to be bad, because you know they killed her off in the movies, but in the comic books, her character and Wolverine are lovers.
There's like a whole lineup. Stan Lee's going to be there.
Why do I always think he's like the Hugh Hefner of comics? Does anybody else feel like that?
He is. He's like the Hugh Hefner of comics. Trying to see if anybody else... Some of these other names I just don't even recognize. But Stan Lee! I am...
We may have to go so I can sit in Stan Lee's lap. I just want to see what he's going to do.
I'm going to go just because it's Stan Lee. So, of course, you got to go.
I may ask him to sign my boob, but I don't do that.
Get your tickets now. Let me...
You're going to say, I'd ask him, and I don't do that. Stan, sign my boob!
Three-day weekend ticket, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is $10 more at the door. On-site price is $90. If you buy it in advance, it's $80. Holy crap, yo. One-day ticket is Friday or Sunday. Friday or Sunday is $40. $50 for Saturday. You can buy tickets for photo ops, buy tickets for autographs.
Oh, my God. Okay, I got to give them that smart. It's smart. It's wrong, but it's smart.
That is smart. So wrong. Wizard World VIP package, three-day weekend, is $199.99. The Wizard VIP Platinum package is $325. Wow. Stan Lee meet and greet is $200. The VIP experience with Stan Lee is $299. The Platinum VIP experience with the meet and greet for Stan Lee is $499. Holy effing crap. Who has the money for this?
Somebody is some comic book fan. Some of us are, you know, some of them are our fellow comic book geeks are like, I got the money I've been saving all year. I'm going to go. And, yeah.
Wow. I want to go because I've never been to a Comic Con. So I think it'd be kind of neat.
I'm just hoping Ray's from Underworld is there because he's usually there. I told you Danger called me with him on the phone 1 year from Comic Con. And as soon as I heard his voice, oh, baby, I know that voice anywhere. I went in the high register.
And RTX 2013 is July 5th through the 7th in Austin, Texas. I had to look that up really quick.
Are we going back again?
I may be going. It really depends. It depends on where I'm at. But yeah, maybe. I enjoyed RTX. I loved RTX.
Yes, so. I bet you won't be disappearing from me this time, will you?
Well, can you walk faster?
Look, woman. I was not walking when you disappeared. I was kindly standing outside the Halo thing, waiting patiently, calling you, telling you to come, Ginger. Hello!
I was like, all right, I'll come. You were like, no, we're going to leave. And I was like...
No, that was not during the concert. This is what I got. I said, Ginger, hello! That's what I hear in the background. Woo! Ginger!
The concert was amazing, though.
Ginger, the party's getting ready to start. Are you coming? And, hello!
Funny story. Saturday, I went down to my hometown, and I was with my nephews. Of course, you know, I've got a brand new little nephew. He's only, like, 3 months old.
Welcome to the world, baby gamer.
I know. He's so cute. He's already teething, and they couldn't get him to calm down. And we'd gone out to eat, so I was like, all right, hold on, wait. I've got something flashy I can show him. I brought up my videos from RTX from the concert with all the flashing lights, and I started playing it for him on my phone. He calmed right down, was happy as a lamb sitting there watching the videos. Yes, he's going to be a gamer. Yeah, baby!
Natural born gamer. Wait a minute, who shook the screen then? Or was that me? Hello? Okay, there you are. Did you go away? Your screen is black. Your screen is black. Did you know?
No, I'm about to press play. I've got your video pulled up.
Oh, I've got some craziness going on. Okay, apparently. Oh, that's weird. Okay, Twitch, I'm going to need y'all to fix that. All right, so
Is anybody else's video being strange?
No, it's just me. It's just me. I figured out it was me. That's the programmer in me. I figured it out real quick. It's just me. But I will be sending a note. They need to fix that. That can cause some problems. Okay, so what you're about to see is highly classified. And
well, there it goes, finally.
And if you're caught watching it, we will disavow all knowledge of your existence. Yes, it's Splinter Cell. Splinter Cell Co-op is what you're looking at. Thank you, Ubisoft. I really didn't want this. Thanks. I'm not going to be playing it. I'm protesting. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I like my original guy. So some key features that they put out for E3, of course. I don't know. I don't have a release date. They have not provided that. They just keep sending over stuff, crap. But it is due out this year. It's still pending. The rating was still pending, I believe. But I could be lying about that. All right. So they have something in it called Kill in Motion. Lets you strike down with lethal precision by marking and executing multiple enemies in one fluid motion, which is what they put in the other one that I absolutely hate. Act as Sprint, which allows you
I hated that, because that's the one where you can actually see the people behind the boxes and stuff, right?
Yeah. I don't like any of that. As a hardcore gamer, I could do that without that little button or that little add-on. I could actually kill everybody in the room without being detected. So I didn't need that help. Thank you for dumbing it down for me.
For me, it was kind of the point behind the boxes, was to get behind them and get lost for a second.
Yeah.
So that you could come back out and, shoot people.
Yeah. Part of the challenge to Splinter Cell, like if you're watching the trailer there, is if you had a room full of people, how to take them out without being seen. And it could be done. I don't like this dumbing down.
It was like an SCS for dummies.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, look, there's your target. I know your target moved behind an item where you're not supposed to be able to see them, but there they are. They're still there.
By the way, here's a big arrow here on the floor pointing, telling you which way you should go to get him. Really?
I know. I hated that.
So they brought that back, of course, and then they've got the two-player split screen, which I don't like a split screen. I thought that was stupid. I've always thought that was stupid in games, and I didn't like it. I didn't want it here, and they've added it in. Why is it that the people that are supposed to be our leading developers are like they're backtracking? It's like they're regressing in their development skills. I don't – anyway.
They assume we're all stupid 12-year-olds.
Ugh. So you're supposed to help build a new echelon. There's a fully integrated experience. It said Sam and his team are aware of terrorist attacks in real time thanks to something called Strategic Mission Interface. The SMI allows the team to receive data about mission objectives while on the move. You can then earn more money for completing missions and objectives and buy upgraded weapons and items from the SMI hub aboard the Paladin. I also think that's stupid. You are completely diverging or going away from your genre that you've helped define. The stealth genre, you're messing it up. So I'm just going to go over here and play dark and be a vampire where I can do some real stealth killing. I may bite some people. That's not what I want to say. I was going to use the B word, but I may bite the hell out of people. But I can't do this. This is just, it's just dumb. I feel dumb playing Splinter. I feel dirty. I need to take a shower. Ugh, look at this.
Exactly. It's pretty, don't get me wrong. It's very pretty.
It's always been pretty. They were the innovators. They were the first.
Stop dumbing down our game.
No, but yes, this is. I don't understand where.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Look, it still says some players need to be shown where to go and what to do. Well, then they probably don't need to be playing this game. If you are,
exactly,
you can't figure out that this is a stealth game and that when you're in the dark, people can't see you, and when you're in the light, they can.
I mean, do you remember back in the day, there were games that were hard. They were hard, and you never finished them. But yeah, you still loved them. You never got to the end boss.
I still have finished the Splinter Cell before this one that pissed me off. I still haven't finished it because it was hard. One of our former alum and I, we were having a contest to see how many people we could kill without being detected on a boat. You know, because you have to try to pull them off and throw them overboard. Well, that's what we figured out. If you throw them overboard, they can't find the bodies. So we're dragging people, you know, like through the bowels of the ship, and then every time somebody comes, you got to drop the body and then you hide. You got to make sure the body can't be seen, and then you got to, you know, drag it some more. And that's why I liked it. It was realistic. It was not easy. It forces you to think. And now we're just all stupid.
All stupid. You're all stupid.
And you know, Lethal, the money on the line is that you lost the biggest part of your audience, people that have been with you since day one. So I don't think, and the last one or so didn't do that well. They were even saying it did horrible. So I don't know that this one's going to do well. I don't like that they switched up the voice. I know they have to get a new body actor. I know that Michael Ironside is an old man now. He cannot do the body capture, but it could have still been his voice, because that was what one of the things that was iconic about him and about Snake from Metal Gear Solid and Altair is their voices. You know, their voices are very distinct. When you hear them, you know instantly who it is. You instantly what game it is. And I don't know this guy. And they're like, oh, what one girl told me, oh, but he's so cute. I don't give a damn how cute you are. You in my game and you messing it up. that's how cute you are. I don't care. Anyway. I've ranted enough this week.
Mago.
I had to go in the low register for that. I was mad. Sorry.
Yahoo buying Tumblr for $1.1 billion.
I saw that. Jesus, that kid. Do you need a lap warmer there, boy?
I know, right?
Man.
$1 billion. Yahoo Inc. says it is buying the blogging service Tumblr for $1.1 billion cash, giving the struggling internet pioneer a much-needed platform in social media to reach a younger generation of users. They announced the deal Monday, which is today. It's a bold bet by Yahoo chief executive Marissa Mayer to revitalize the company by co-opting a web property with strong visitor traffic but little revenue. Yahoo made it clear it was sensitive to concerns that it might damage Tumblr by making it less irreverent or more corporate. Per the agreement and our promise not to screw it up, Tumblr will be independently operated as a separate business. The acquisition, which will use about a fifth of Yahoo's $5.4 billion in cash and marketable securities, is the largest by far since Mayer took the reins in July.
Come on, Mayer, bring it on home. We're waiting on you. Don't let us down.
They're agreeing not to ruin it. And you know Yahoo is going to start claiming complete rights to all those images on Tumblr, and they're going to use it. So
well,
anybody who's using Tumblr...
We may have a Tumblr account, but I think it's just feeds. I don't think we're...
I was going to get a Tumblr, and now I'm kind of like, no. Who else is going to buy a Tumblr? But that was the deal. It fell through because they wanted, like, complete rights of all the pictures or something. Who was that? I don't remember who it was now.
Facebook.
Facebook who was trying to buy
Tumblr? Oh, no, I don't know if they were trying to buy them, but you said to have rights to pictures. I think they were one of the ones that says if it's on our servers, it's ours. Them, and it might have been Microsoft that said, well, you know what? A lot of people don't know this, and we're going to mention it again, even though it's been a couple years since we mentioned it. If you have Kinect and you did not opt out, and you do have to go into the settings to opt out, those games that you play, like the River Raft, I forget what the name of that game is. You know what I'm talking about. Kinect Adventures. Mm-hmm. If you didn't opt out, you know how that takes your picture when you're jumping in the air? They can use those pictures in a commercial or wherever they want. They can video you, and they have full rights to do it because you didn't check the box that says you can't use my image or likeness. So make sure if you haven't done that, you better go do it today. And
yep.
Go get it done. So we got a little whiny pansy mom's boy, Jeremy Pope.
Jeremy Pope!
I don't even know you, dude. I'm sorry. I just feel like he's whining. You don't know who he is. He's the former producer for GTA, and he says he'll never work on violent video games again. He now runs a mobile startup that he founded at the end of 2011 called Rally Games. And he says he has no regrets about leaving one of the best developers in the world. He says he managed production and development of key titles like GTA 3, Vice City, and Max Payne. And he eventually left in the middle of development of San Andreas. He says something wasn't sitting right in his gut. And he knew he had to make a career-altering decision. He vowed he would never work on ultra-violent video games again. And he explained to Games Industry International earlier today that he thinks at the time that it was really only an inkling that he had. He says, I was still in my mid-20s. I had grown up playing all types of games, violent games included, and worked on Max Payne and Grand Theft Auto. I would always kind of defend the games we were making, and I was pretty proud of being involved. But then when I would visit my grandmother in highly religious Alabama and have to explain what I do for a living, I didn't feel so great about explaining to them that I was part of that game that they've been hearing about. I think that's the sort of planted the seeds of me wanting to work on a different type of game. Okay. Dude. There's so many ways I can go with this since you brought up Alabama. First of all, I don't think your grandma played GTA. If she did, she's still the coolest grandma. Well, she's almost as cool as my grandma. So I don't think she really understood what you were doing. She most likely says, my grandson's got a job, and he works on something that's very well known about the end of it. And I would like to point out to you there, Jeremy, I noticed you don't feel bad about the fact that some areas in Alabama still have signs that say, for white folks only, colored's not allowed. I don't see you feeling bad about that. Why don't you move your family out of Alabama if you are so concerned about being politically correct? So the violence doesn't bother you, but the racism does. That's why we don't live in Alabama anymore. Okay, so he's saying he doesn't believe companies have understood yet that gratuitous violence is not going to get them anywhere. I like one of the comments below this particular story. Rick Lopez, who's an illustrator, designer, DJ, said, violence or not, the game has to be well-designed, period. It's not about the game being violent. It's about the game design. So if anything, I would hope you would leave because the games just weren't coming out well. Someone else says, so you left Rockstar almost 10 years ago, and now you wanted to say something about your moral indignation. Why didn't you say something then? Why did you wait 10? Yeah.
Because it was still making him money then.
Yeah, of course. Your money's going down now. Your company's not doing so well. I don't know if his company's doing well. I'm being bitchy, but still, shut up. You've already left a long time ago. If somebody asks you, by all means,
see yourself out. Don't let the door hit you. The good Lord split you. The Lord knows I will help it split you.
So Jeremy, stop whining. Go and make some good games. If you think the violent ones are not that great, then make us some good games, because I had never heard of your company before this morning, honestly. Anybody heard of Rally Games?
Nope.
I rest my case. He has a game called Top Bot, when I went over and checked it out. And I don't see anything here that I would play. And it has nothing to do with...
Top Bot.
Yeah. You can style your bot. Put her pink. Oh, good God. Really? I'm not seeing anything that he's doing. Jeremy, go do something amazing and then come back and say you left GTA and this is what I'm doing now and look at how amazing I am, because I'm not seeing anything right now. That's the only game they got out. It's for iOS. It's not even for Droid. So we really just have no interest in you. Bye, Jeremy. Moving along, Ginger.
Moving along. All right, folks. There's a zombie on your lawn. Plants vs. Zombies Adventures launches worldwide on Facebook.
Oh, I'm gone.
I know, right? Take a zombie road trip and first social adaptation, a famed pop cap franchise. It includes brand new plants, zombies, and all new locales. PopCap Games, a worldwide leader in mobile and social games that we all love, announced today a global launch of Plants vs. Zombies Adventures on Facebook. This is the first social adaptation of PopCap's famed Fun Dead franchise. The game offers an ever-expanding world of new plants and zombies and takes players on a series of zombie-infested road trips with their friends. During its closed beta period of the past 2 months, Plants vs. Zombie Adventures has been available to only a small number of consumers in select test markets around the world. But beginning today, all Facebook users can join the fun and experience this exciting new social twist on one of the most successful game franchises in history. We're thrilled to bring new adventures to Plants vs. Zombies fans around the world, challenging them to use new strategies to defeat zombies as they come from all directions in a range of cool new settings. This is coming from Kurt Bererican, executive producer over at PopCap. Yay! Plants vs. Zombies Adventures is a unique installment which you should not confuse Plants vs. Zombies 2. The zombies are coming from all directions. Battle in town and on the road. Boost your plants and freeze zombies. New power-ups. Zombie zapper, gardening glove, mega perk, and dynamite.
And zombie fog. Okay, I'm sorry.
Zombie fog. All right, so this is Plants vs. Zombies Adventures. It's on Facebook. It's free to play, I think. Go check it out. It is free to play.
I'm playing it right now. Oh, my God.
Hello, neighbor. I'm Crazy Dave, but you can just call me Crazy Dave. We're having a little zombie problem back in town.
He speaks zombie.
I've got us some plants with me.
He speaks zombie-lish. Okay, I'm going to have to come back to that after the show. I had to go check it out.
They're a zombie worst enemy.
Sandra, what's with the fake accent? You are a Texan.
I don't know.
You didn't have to fake it.
I don't know what I'm doing here. reflect sun.
All right, more news on this Tumblr business. Marissa is all kinds of mouthy this morning. Girl, where's your baby? No, I'm kidding. Where your baby at, girl? We want to see this baby. Wow, she slimmed down nicely. You look absolutely awesome, Melissa. Wow. Work, girl. Looks all freshly, like she freshly slept and everything. You know, you have little babies, you don't look that good. Some mommies don't look that good. Okay, so CEO Marissa Mayer held a press conference, of course, to flesh out more details, and this was just held a short time ago, about the $1.1 billion acquisition of Tumblr, as Ginger was telling you about earlier. And she's the biggest thing that she touched on during the conference was Yahoo's commitment to monetizing Tumblr.
Did you mention monetizing Tumblr?
Yes, something that the platform has struggled with since it's been growing. Mayor She says she would bring the company's newly launched streaming ads product to the site, which are now featured on both Yahoo's homepage and its newsfeed. Not only that, but Yahoo's commitment means hiring new engineers. So some of you who need a job, software engineers, you ad salespeople also, they need people to boost the revenue from Tumblr. She says you only do an acquisition of this size and scale if you find an exceptional company and an exceptional fit. And she added that Tumblr is that company. Yahoo plans to keep the entire Tumblr team in place with founder David Karp in place as CEO. As Ginger told you, both brands will stay separate with Karp reporting directly to Mayer. She owns you, dude. She owns you. Tumblr be Tumblr.
She owns you, dude. She owns you.
In terms of advertising, David and I share a love for pop culture, and he talked wistfully about the ads he saw as a child that would make him want to see a movie or a particular car. He says, where are the ads like that online? Three of the ads that are great content in and of themselves. Mayer said of the deal that the current state of internet advertising doesn't aspire to be as good as the content itself. We think that should change. Any new ad products that Yahoo introduces to Tumblr will likely be native-based and enhances the whole experience. That's nice to hear if it ends up being true, because the last thing Tumblr users want to notice is Yahoo's strategy to grab cash.
Sorry, that's not going to go over well.
Oh, my. This is going to be interesting to watch. I hope it goes over well.
Me too, me too. I'm going to say probably nowhere, but...
Oh, wait a minute. Seems there's some news. Some people... Oh, more breaking news about this. I knew this was going to get ugly. All right. Woo! While it may be too early to tell how Tumblr users will respond, they're seeing signs that people are jumping ship to other blogging services. Ginger, did we lose you? Uh-oh. We done lost Ginger. She's not going to be happy. All right, if you're listening on Blog Talk, you can still hear me, so I will continue on. Matt Mullenweg, CEO of Game... Ginger, you made it back? Uh-oh. Wait a minute, who did I lose? I'm not even sure who I lost. Okay, so anyway, Matt Mullenweg, CEO of WordPress parent company Automattic, points out his service as more than 72,000 posts from Tumblr in 1 hour on a Sunday night following the hoopla around the Tumblr's acquisition. Typically, WordPress sees around 400 to 600 imported posts from Tumblr every hour. The massive import increase is a sign, according to VentureBeat, that more astute Tumblr users would rather have their blogs on an independent service rather than one owned by Yahoo. But by leaving their Tumblr platform, they're also giving up Tumblr's social benefits, like its simple ability to like and reblog other Tumblr posts. WordPress now allows similar social features, but they were initially popularized by Tumblr's tiny blogs. News like this, whether from a friend or a competitor, is always bittersweet. I'm curious to see what the folks behind Tumblr do with their new resources, both personal and corporate, and I'm more interested to know what they'd have done over the next 5 to 10 years as an independent company. To Mullenweg wrote on his blog, I think we're at the cusp of understanding the ultimate value of web publishing platforms, particularly ones that work cross-domain. While Yahoo's all-cash deal by some metrics like revenue is very generous, I think the tenth of the value will be created in these platforms over the coming years. So I guess we will see if a lot of you will be jumping ship and headed on over to WordPress. I, for one, don't know why. Why you would head over to WordPress. Ginger, did we lose you? Uh-oh. I think she's back online, people, and she's not happy. Oh, well, we'll hear her coming to the high register in a short moment. All right. More delicious and juicy news, if my pages will load properly, while we wait for Ginger to get back online. Hang on, let me check on people. Ha! Okay, so we lost our ginger. I'm going to get some of you over here on this side if you want to continue to listen. Again, if you are listening live on BT, we just lost our Twitter feed, Twitch feed. All right, some of you pop over, take a listen. Okay, so apparently just a mere hour ago, Sony is revealing some first looks at the new PlayStation. And I didn't want to hold this one until Ginger gets back so you all can ooh and ah along with us. So I'm going to hold that one until Ginger gets back, but know that that's coming up as soon as she's back online. But in the meantime, I think we missed out on something. Okay, so Google Play says their in-app purchases are up 700%. Conventional wisdom says the mobile marketing is going free-to-play in a big way, but an inside mobile apps report from last week's Google I.O. conference has provided some numbers to show how dramatic the trend has been at the conference. Google Play Product Manager of Commerce and Monetization, Ibram, and I'm not going to try to say your last name, Smith, noted that the storefront's in-app revenue purchases grew 700% in the last year. Additionally, Google Play Games Business's development head Bob Meese emphasized for the audience how drastically the market was shifting towards free-to-play models. Meese noted that the vast majority of top-grossing apps on the Google Play Store are free-to-play, and the single biggest exception being Minecraft Pocket Edition, since we're not saying you need to push everything free-to-play. However, also recognize the dominant trend toward free-to-play. Even non-game apps are benefiting from in-app purchases. In February, music streaming service Pandora implemented a way for users to subscribe from their Android app. And I almost did that by accident in the car the other day. They also saw revenues from Google Play jump nearly 400% in over a month. Okay, I see her there. I don't know, guys. She's there, but I don't know what happened to her. Somebody may have grabbed our ginger. We may have to send help. All right. Ubisoft has reaffirmed their faith in Nintendo, although some of you have none. According to Games Industry International, the proverbial beep hit the fan last week when EA confirmed that it no longer has any Wii U games in development. And that's essentially backing away completely from the Nintendo. It's essentially backing away from the Nintendo console. The move provoked much discussion on the web, including our UK side. It's certainly a bad omen for the Wii U business, but French publisher Ubisoft is sticking by Nintendo. As one of the strongest supporters of the Wii U from the beginning, Ubisoft would still appear to be 100% committed to the platform with a host of different titles, despite the fact that Nintendo hasn't been able to build up a solid installed base. When GI International approached the company about whether the company may reevaluate its stance on devoting resources to a struggling platform, a spokesperson said, as with any new console, it takes time to grow an established base. Ubisoft has varied and high-quality lineup for Wii U, with more big titles on the way, including Rayman Creed 4, Black Flag, and Splinter Cell Blacklist. And those of you who have now switched...
I knew there was a storm coming in!
Jen is back on the line with us. I said, man, she's going to be pissed. Guess what I got, though? I had to
hold
off until you came back, because I wanted all of us to ooh and ah together as a gamer family. There is apparently some new teaser images out around the web of the PlayStation 4.
Mm.
We're all going to watch together once Ginger is back online and ready to rock, because I didn't want to look. I wanted to react with you all.
The shows that I'm streaming.
Let me see.
Hope I'm streaming.
All right, so throw that up.
Hello, boys and girls. My bad. Tell Texas to stop being a douchebag.
Yeah. Horace said he thought Yahoo cut our feet. No, Yahoo wishes they had that kind of power. Nobody has that power except for Comcast, those bastards. All right.
Hold on. Yahoo is trying to fuck with me.
Daytime. My bad. Oh, poor Ginger. She's not having a good Monday. Somebody has a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, okay, so the ginger's going to go ballistic and shoot them. All right, there we go.
Okay.
This has music. All right, what is this?
This is the teasers for the PlayStation 4.
Oh, then I'll turn up the music a little bit.
Let's all watch together in silence and try not to touch ourselves.
Welcome back, Connor. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. I can hear the thunder rumbling outside. So if I go boom again.
Yeah, if we go boom again, it's almost time for us to go anyway. Okay, so Sony's release. This is the first. Sony actually released this. It's not a sneaky.
Anything.
Run it again. It was released just hours ahead of Microsoft's reveal of the Xbox, due to take place tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. BST. I don't know what that is. So tomorrow. I said tomorrow. I thought it was the 27th.
It's not a peek if I can't tell what the hell it is I'm looking at.
I'm sorry, Ginger. Of course, PlayStation 4 was officially unveiled February alongside Infamous, Second Son, Killzone, Shadowfall, and Drive Club. I don't know what they're trying to do here. Oh, you know what? It's very quick. They just want to give you some pieces. They're showing you the ports and the close-up. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, they are teasing.
Hey, whoever's idea this was, I'm going to cut you. By cut, I mean you're going to be missing a throat and a windpipe.
Okay, so they're telling you June 10th we'll get to see the whole thing. I don't know Thank you, migraine. And we'll probably, you know what? That means tomorrow. Oh, God. Are we streaming that thing tomorrow, Ginger? I'm asking you because you're going to be the one streaming it. I'll be with you.
Possibly, maybe. Maybe. What time is it?
Right after the show. So we roll right into it as we stream.
I might. We'll see.
Yeah, Hora said they should have just told us June 10th. I agree. I don't know what we were actually seeing there, and it doesn't really tease or tantalize me. And I think you need to fire everybody in your marketing department. They're also the reason why your flipping PlayStation 3 didn't sell well. And it wasn't just the $600. It was that you didn't make me want to spend $600. This black bird flapping across the screen and babies with one eye did not do it for me. You know when they did well, but they waited too late, is they got Kevin Butler and that other little boy from Grown Ups. Those were good. Oh, and the one that we all like here, where they have all the characters from the game, from God of War, and the Sackboy from Little Big Planet, and they're all in the bar, and they're celebrating the gamer who plays the game. That was lovely marketing concept. You should have been doing that from the beginning. And whoever came up with that needs to be doing your marketing, because this business here, I don't know what the hell you're showing me. I know it's some ports and controllers and whatnot, but it really does nothing for me. I am not touching myself below the desk.
I think she totally is. I think she's lying. What do y'all think?
Matter of fact, I'm angry. Like, it is
cheap. Oh, no.
Charts, because you are not ready. I can tell by the way you're talking. So
no, I got it.
Ready? It's time for charts.
Let's do charts. No, I'm irritated. I'm going to lose my voice, so yay.
Oh, the allergies. Evil allergies. All right. You all were doing some gaming this weekend. Serious business. Coming in at number 10.
Number 10.
Far Cry 3. You all were not playing around.
Yay! You cried far. 3 times.
Far Cry 3. I'm sorry. Developer. Somebody gripes when I do that. Ubisoft made Far Cry 3. Yay. BioShock Infinite coming in at number 9.
Yay! Get your steampunk on, baby. Get your steampunk on.
Coming in at number 8 from Warner Brothers Interactive.
Number 8, which always reminds me of potatoes.
A potato? You know, I'm not even going to ask. Injustice, no. Gods Among Us.
Yay, because gods are unjust.
And they're among us, apparently. Coming in at number 7, somehow made its way back into the charts. That's when you know you have staying power. Telltale Games, you're awesome. The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is back in the charts, number 7.
Well, that's a creepy-ass game. I've been screaming several times playing it.
Yes, this is all I heard. Oh, get the show, get the gun. Okay. Coming in at number 6. Square Enix with Tomb Raider.
Yay, the Lara Croft game.
We're just going to redub it. All right, coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Square Enix Europe Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Why are you people still...
Boo! What the hell are you doing to my charts? Boo!
Get along, people. Move it along. Get something new to play. And you next people from this number four, hang your head in shame. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Infinity from... Y'all already know what number three is.
FIFA 1000!
That's right, FIFA 13!
Yay!
From the lovely people at EA. I call them. And Koch Media, I know it's a party over at you all's office because two of your games are holding the top two spots. First one is number two, Dead Island Riptide. And
no, see, Frito, bad Frito.
What did he do?
I had to say Black Ops 2 is kind of fun.
So coming in at number two is the lovely Dead Island Riptide. But number one, got to give him some credit. It's Metro Last Night.
But then I realized that they had an all Saturday Doctor Who thing going on since the season finale. So I sat there with my nephews and we watched Doctor Who and I walked them through the whole plot lines. So now my 4-year-old and 5-year-old nephew
know
the plot lines of Doctor Who.
Tell me so I could get caught up. That's one of the ones I've been meaning to watch so I could get caught up. Dang it, Ginger!
So good. It was so good. So we watched Doctor Who like all day.
You know, I had a marathon of my favorite show on Friday while I was sick. And I'm just going to tell y'all, when you're sick and you're kind of in and out of consciousness, it's not good to have shows on like Supernatural. It started out really nice because, you know, I was the meat in the Dean and Sam Winchester sandwich. And then a ghost came and it was a vampire and then it was some other stuff and demons and they kept interrupting us and I was not very happy. That doesn't make for good sick dreaming.
Horse. By the way, just a little teaser there, just to tease you. But does the word spoilers mean anything to you? Because yeah, she was there.
Dark says no. Supernatural is not a show to watch when you're sick. I was trying to be comforted by looking at the Sam and the Dean because I adore those two.
I missed where they mentioned who Claria was. The entire time he was like, "Who are you?" But I think they finally did, but that was about the time we were leaving to go out to dinner, and I was very upset. I was like, no, I'm not going to know.
Don't you love how we're having two different conversations about two different shows with two different people? That's how we roll on the show. You got to be able to keep up.
Supernatural is a good show, by the way.
You haven't been watching Supernatural, have you?
Not so much. A little bit.
Oh, God, season finale was awesome. This whole season, I'm going to tell y'all, this whole season of Supernatural has sucked, in my opinion. But that last 5 seconds of the show made it all worth it. I'm not going to give it away if you watch the show. Oh, my God. I just sat there. Me and my cousin, we were like, oh, my God, do you see that? And I'm trying not to tell you what happened, but something was going on the screen, and we were like, oh, my God, do you see that? Do you know what that is? I know what it is. Oh, my God. I can't believe that's happening. Oh, God, what's going to happen next season? Oh, you sons of bitches, it's over.
I know. Seriously, I was like, no, we're going out to dinner now? No, this is the season finale. How? No!
And see, now, Ginger.
I love you all, but I will cut you all for making me miss it.
And Ginger, now you understand the importance of DVR, because you could have said, cool, hit the record button and say, let's go. When I come back, I'm seeing this.
See, that was the deal. By then, it was like 7:30, we left for dinner, and I knew by the time we got back, it was going to be 9 or later, and then we had to drive back to where we live, and that's 2.5 hours, so I was like, no, don't record it, because if you record it, I'm going to end up staying the night, and no, I got stuff to do tomorrow, I got to go home, people.
Well, see, when you record it that way, you can fast forward through all the commercials, so that cuts it down from an hour to about 20 minutes, actually. You know, people do know we only get about 20 minutes of actual show when you watch a TV show. And they put
I'm sure I can acquire it somewhere online.
I'm sure you can as well, just as I will have to acquire them and start watching. I don't know. Something about the name just don't, Doctor Who just doesn't set right for me. Maybe I'll get it when I watch the show. Right now, I'm not.
I mean, whiny. So anyways, Lord. Where am I going with this? Hackers. No, actually, wait a minute. No, I don't want to do hackers. I got this other thing. Never mind. Grave HD. Grave Defense. The good news started when Google announced its new Google Play game services for gamers and developers on Google.
Oh, my God. Did they put something out? They put something out?
Yes.
Oh, girl.
ArtSpice, recognized for its games, apps, and Unity 3D development tools, announced that it had already integrated the services into Grave Defense HD, its most popular game.
Go ahead, do that.
A tower defense game, Grave Defense HD previously won the Best App Ever 2011 Best Adventure Game Award and also received the Pocket Gamer Bronze Award. We are excited to be an early adopter of Google Play game services and to give our dedicated players the ability to link their achievements, scores, and progress to their accounts and to see how their friends are doing. This is coming from Tanja Kobzar, the general manager of ArtBytes. We look forward to integrating Google Play game services into all of our current and future titles. We also want to help other developers integrate services into their games, which is why we created the corresponding Unity 3D plugin. Yay! So anyways, Google Play has at least one game so far, Grave Defense HD.
All right, so we got some news on the thing going on tomorrow with Xbox. Yeah, with Xbox.
Okay.
Some sneaky business, because you see that they're already trying to battle it out. Already. Can you, Xbox, PlayStation, can y'all go to your corners and wait? Sit. Double. Turn this console right around. Okay, anyway.
I don't want it.
No.
You can make me.
All right, so... This is not looking good, actually. Okay, so veteran Microsoft analyst Paul Thurrott updated his latest rumor via Twitter, stating that Lumiroom will be a part of Tuesday's event. Remember, we showed you a Lumiroom about 2 weeks ago, which I am very excited about that. I don't really care what I'm playing. It's on my wall. the report of a $299 two-year subscription model came from him in the first place. So we're still not hearing if that's true or not. Microsoft, of course, is going to unveil the next-gen Xbox during a special event during the company's Redmond HQ tomorrow, 21st of May. Yay, 6 p.m. UK time. Thanks, migraine. He says, of course, we'll all be able to watch because they'll be live. Of course, they're having some celebrity appearances. Hopefully no more Usher performances. And they're going to be accompanied by the whole... I don't understand why they do that. Let me pop to the side for a second. I always find it insulting that they have to go get pop stars and things for these events, because it feels like we're still trying to get validation from other people, from other industries. We clearly don't need validation as an industry. Gaming industry doesn't. We make billions of dollars. I don't need Usher on the stage to sell me an Xbox. I'm a gamer. I'm going to buy it because I'm a gamer, not because Usher's singing, not because Beyonce's holding the DS, not because Amy Winehouse, rest her soul, is playing the DS. I don't care what she plays. I'm the gamer. She's not. What you do is make me look at you and go, you... Ooh. As a company, I look at you and go, ew, stop bringing these pop stars in. Unless it is a star that we know they're gamers. We know Exhibit's a gamer. We know Vin Diesel's a gamer. We know Felicia Day is a gamer. We know these people are gamers, so I don't mind seeing them in a commercial, but you don't get them. You bring me Usher, who probably will be holding the controller upside down when he played. Sorry. Anyway, had to do that. Okay, so, of course... the very basics that we know so far is Xbox will launch early November. They're saying still they won't give you an absolute price point, but they're saying it'll be between $499 and $299. And, of course, the latter will have a fixed two-year Xbox Live Gold subscription, $10 a month, like you're already probably paying. Console's going to come with upgraded version of Kinect, dubbed Kinect 2.0. They're all going to come with it this time, so you won't have to go out and buy one. As for the machine's name, it's still up in the air. We keep hearing Durango, and what was the new one that they said?
Infinity?
Infinity, yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe it's going to be circles. I don't really know what you're going to do. You'll call it Red Ring. That's what I'd call it. The only proof that you have of it on the Infinity side is, of course, Windows 8, which is the symbol for Infinity on its side. So maybe it would be a nice tie-in. I would say nice touch if they do that. The games that you'll be able to play on your new Xbox, they've already announced cross-generational titles like Bungie's Destiny, although Sony has snagged some of the exclusive content for that. Ubisoft's Watch Dogs and Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. You already know some of next year's platform releases, such as Thief, who, God, I must touch myself for a minute. The Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 and some unnamed third Mafia game is in development at present. Mega publisher EA is also saying since they backed off of the Wii U, they're going to support the next-gen Xbox, so you'll see a bunch of stuff from them. Battlefield 4, of course, is a certainty. And Need for Speed. Come on, EA. That's why they don't want to do it. They're going to give you guys the same game for $60. They don't want the Wii U because it's going to require too much thinking. We have to come up with something new. Why do that when we can create Battlefield 4, basically Battlefield 3 with a number 4 tagged on the end, and you'll buy it.
It's true.
Yes. Another bet is Respawn's game named Titan. It's an online sci-fi shooter that pits soldiers against Titan mechs. And it's rumored that the Titan will include some level of Xbox exclusivity, meaning it won't be on any other platform, although it's hard to believe that EA would do that, but they might because they're getting lazy. So tomorrow we will get our first look at Crytek's Kinect exclusive action title Rise, which has been shifted to, I guess it shifted to Xbox. I don't know what it was on before. Also from Microsoft's own studios, Forza, which I never liked. Not enough destruction in there for me. And, of course, Rare is known to be working on several projects for the next Xbox. Lionhead also is tossing their hat in the ring. New RPG franchise that contains MMO-esque features. Probably, probably Fable 4, which I hope you don't do. Stay away from it. They said they're looking at a Kinect Sports 3. Also, Alan Wake developer Remedy, who was just hired. They were hiring in March of last year for a new mysterious project. They said they're working on something else also for the Xbox. No technical specs, nothing hardcore yet. They keep talking about the GPU, the RAM, and when compared to the PlayStation 4, I wish you all would stop it. They said it has the same architecture and the same amount of units as the PS4, which has 18. The next Xbox 12 has 12. I'm sorry, it translates to 1.8 teraflops of compute power versus 1.2. They have now. This all translates to gameplay. We don't know how yet. So tomorrow we'll be hanging around here. You guys can sit with us, or you can go and check it out for yourself if you have an in, which I think most of you do. If you don't, you can watch it here. We'll share. They didn't say we couldn't.
Morris, right there, upgrade his PC, and y'all keep the silly console.
Word, word. Now see, Frito, that's what they're not saying. So tomorrow, if I don't know which end we're in. I need to go find that out because I kept thinking it was the 27th. Silly me. So now I have to go find out details where exactly we're in. What I'm not going to ask them is if we can broadcast it because we don't want them to say no. So if they don't say no and we broadcast it, what they going to do? My phone may ring during it and be like, Corey, we can talk to you about what you broadcast. Probably not. They'll be busy tomorrow, so we may get a whole lot of stuff in. Yeah, I'm not pleased.
I don't know. All right, so before we go, we only got 2 minutes left. I'm just going to run this trailer so y'all can watch it because I thought it was kind of cool looking.
I can't find the switchboard anyway. I got too many windows open. Okay, there it is.
Run it, there, Shipbreakers. Thought it was kind of cool looking. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting looking. Blackbird Interactive, a video game developer. Da 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 da. They specialize in sci-fi real-time strategy games. Released the new trailer that you're watching right now for sci-fi online real-time strategy game Hardware Shipbreakers. In the same spirit of visual excellence that has defined previously released assets for hardware, this new trailer, blah, 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 blah. All right, so they're not telling me anything about the actual game. The footage introduces the Base Runner, a workhorse armored transport vehicle, the backbone of the Prospector's ground fleet. Versatile, tough, and infinitely customizable, the Base Runner's size and power make it the ultimate vehicle for tearing across the rugged terrain of LM-27. It is kind of pretty looking. So, that is a big thing. It's a big, big, big something. But yeah, so apparently, there's a new game called Hardware Shipbreakers. I do not know the price. I don't even know where it's at. It's over at blackbirdinteractive.com/store, apparently. There's a pre-sale going on, but they did not give me a price. closed beta is scheduled to launch in the fourth quarter of 2013, so it looks like they're getting a little bit ahead of themselves sending me this, but hey, look, it's pretty.
See you guys mañana.
Later, boys and girls.